Good morning, Hope College. Good morning, Hope College. Hey, we have a great morning. We're excited you're all here. We want to extend a special welcome this morning to some guests from our sister university in Tokyo, the Meiji Gakuin University in Tokyo. We have the Vice President Yoshi here and also an international staff person, Miss Issei. So we welcome them this morning to worship for this morning. And absolutely thrilled because we also welcome Professor Andy Nakajima here, who is going to share with us. We've been talking this semester and had some people up who are sharing what we call finding our story within God's story. And Andy's got a great story, and delighted that he's up here, because not only do we actually have an entire department right here. You might not know this, but Andy, where do you teach?
I teach at Hope College.
Andy's pretty funny, too. He teaches at Hope College, and he teaches Japanese. He is the Japanese department.
Right.
So we welcome the Japanese department this morning.
That's the only thing I can teach.
Yeah. And I'm going to share this a little bit about Andy. Andy, I'm going to let you share. When we got together to talk about this, you were thrilled. He's thrilled to be speaking to us, but actually has a secret dream to actually be up here doing what?
Join the praise team. And I'm a drummer, so
he's
I'd
a
like
drummer.
To join this.
He's a drummer. So
maybe when I grow older, maybe I can join.
Yeah, maybe. When
I'll talk to Scott.
He's gonna audition and try it out. But that was great. He like halfway through when we were talking, he was like, I've always desired to be the drummer, and I was like, hey, nothing is impossible for God, right?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Andy, you've got a great story, and so we just want to know more about you. Can you just tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what
sure.
it was like?
Yes. I was born and raised in Japan and in a Japanese Buddhist family. So when I was young, I participated in like Buddhist rituals, going to temples, and then besides that, I was like being raised just like you are. I had lots of problems, questions about life. And then I was a really stubborn young Japanese guy.
Japanese guy.
Yes.
And you said it was in high school that you really started to have some more questions.
Right. I really, just like today's praise song, I really felt the emptiness inside of me. And then so I was seeking something, what is true, and then does God exist? Is there any unconditional love? So all kinds of questions that probably many of you are wondering. So I was going through that. And then I was really depressed. Mm-hmm. So I was almost suicidal mm-hmm. when I was a junior high school student. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these questions kind of led you to explore. You really studied different religions and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
And about that time, someone came into your life, or you came into somebody's life, depending on your equipment. Who was that person?
Yes, he was a Japanese English teacher, but he was a Christian. His name is Mr. Matsumoto. And then I wanted to go to the college where he graduated from. So I was asking a lot of questions about the college he graduated from. And then we got into talking about the meaning of life and about God's existence. And then so he basically shared the good news about Jesus Christ to me.
Mm-hmm. And you described him to me as a gung-ho Christian. And what did that mean to you when you saw this man?
He was. He was literally, sometimes you meet someone, 30 minutes, you can be silent, and that person can just shoot from the Bible, from A to Z, and then that kind of Christian. So what he said, actually, I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But and the Christian teaching was so foreign to me and too good to be true. But he said this one quote from a Christian philosopher, Pascal, and there are many holes in your heart, and then you can fill those emptiness with money and maybe friendship and type of things, but there's a biggest hole in your heart, and then only Jesus Christ can fill. So that quotation stuck in my head for a long time.
So you did remember something.
Something, I did. Yes,
that's
I did.
Great. Yeah. And this was the person that first invited you to go to church.
Right, yes.
And what was that like? I mean, what was, when he invited you, what did you think, or?
I was really scared.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what the Christians do, and then Christian churches do, and in the worship service. So when he invited me, you know, Nakajima, do you want to come to my church? And I was like, what are you doing in the church? So, and then that was, I still remember, October 14th of 1984, way before that day you guys were born. But then I was 18, and in the worship service, of course, we sang the praise song, and I was listening to the sermon. And then the church was actually pastored by an American Reformed Church missionary couple. Hmm. And then what pastor was preaching, I was totally disagreed what he was preaching about. So I thought to myself, oh, this is the first and then last time I would come to this church. But then God works mysterious ways, and then later I married his daughter.
Yeah. So, go to church.
Go to church.
Just kidding. That's right.
So that's a key.
God does work in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. Doesn't
but,
he? Yeah.
But back to that, October 14th, 1984, you vividly remember that. And you said even though you were sitting there thinking, I disagree, something happened to you in the service.
Right, yeah. And then at the end of the service, the pastor gave an altar call. You know, if there's anyone who wants to accept Christ, raise your hand. And I had decided myself in my heart that I wasn't going to make any commitment. But then all of a sudden, I started crying. And then next thing I noticed, people around me started clapping hands and then congratulated me. So my hand was up, obviously. And then I accepted Christ. But then later I learned from Mr. Matsumoto that there was a group of, there was a youth group actually praying for my conversion 3 months prior to my coming. Mm. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about what kind of implications this had within your family.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because my father especially was a very fervent Buddhist. So he said this to me, two things. You can go to church, but if you are going to be baptized, one, I'm not coming to your wedding. Two, I don't want you to come to my funeral. So which means that my relationship with my father and myself was over.
Mm-hmm. So, and explain to us a little bit, I mean, for those of us who don't know Japanese culture, just kind of father-son dynamics. And
right. In Japan, as you know, that the Japanese people work hard like American fathers do, but they work until death sometimes. And then they work like 13, 14 hours a day. They have a long commute. So basically, Japanese family, fatherless society. So mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about fathers and that what fathers do and, you know, the role in the family. Mm-hmm. So then my actually role model of the father was, do you know Charles Ingalls in the Little House on the Prairie? Yeah. So I was watching the TV, and he spoke perfect Japanese, and he was like, oh, this is the father I should be. So that's the image I have.
God works in mysterious ways.
God works. That's right. That's right.
Charles Ingalls.
Charles Ingalls, yeah.
Read Little House on the Prairie.
Yes. And then, but so when I came to know Christ, Christ being a friend, you know, to us, it made sense to me. Mm-hmm. But then the Father God, it didn't make sense at all mm-hmm. to me. So I was asking God, so, you know, what does Father God do? You know, who are you like? So mm-hmm. tell me. Mm-hmm. And then slowly, over 3 months or so, he started revealing himself, and then it made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And then the first image I had was, Father God, he's a gentleman, mm-hmm. so that's the image I had.
Yeah. I like the way that you encourage, you know, the questions. You didn't know what it meant, so you asked God. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I know that you wanted to encourage is if you have questions about who God is.
Right. That's right. That's
ask
right.
God.
Right. And then even Mr. Matsumoto said, you know, I'll tell you this thing. And then he quoted, of course, from Pascal. But he said, if Jesus Christ is a true God, he will answer you. Mm-hmm. So then that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And then he revealed himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now back to, you know, big decision for you because it's stepping a little bit outside of your family, but you did decide to get baptized and continue on in the church. And then kind of sorting through as you were exploring faith more, I like how you said, God didn't change me right away, but it was a slow process.
A very slow process, yes. And so I was really depressed at the time. Even the day that I made a confession, I accepted Christ. Mm-hmm. But then slowly I noticed over 3 months or so, the joy sort of came back within me. Mm-hmm. So that was the first implication that, oh, God is at work somehow.
Mm-hmm. Now, move forward a little bit into how was it that you came to the States, left Japan?
That was when I was sophomore. Any sophomores here? Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Whoa.
And when I was sophomore at college in Japan, I really wanted to dedicate my life to God. So I asked God, so what shall I do? What's the next step? So, and then, you know, when you read the Bible, it says, you know, when you pray, you know, like pray in the closet. So I hid myself in the closet for 7 days. And then so I asked God, until I hear your voice, you know, I'm going to be in here.
Yeah.
And then so speak to me.
So what did God tell you?
On day 7. Yeah. Can you imagine? He waits. You know,
God.
Day 7.
God's pretty patient, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So through the story of Abraham, you know, Genesis 12, and then leave this place and then go where I show you. And then next day I went to the church, and then the pastor told me, you know, there's a school in the United States who would like to welcome a person like you. And then why didn't you apply? So that was Kuiper College now. It was used to be a Reformed Bible College in Grand Rapids. So I decided to go there with $2,500 in my hand to study for 4 years.
Yeah, so you show up.
I don't recommend that.
1990, you said? $2,500.
Yeah. Still then, it was not much money.
Not that much money.
Right.
And I remember asking you about this, you know, and you said clearly God was faithful, but you were also very clear to say you wouldn't want to have to do that again.
Once was enough.
Once was enough to work
but
that out.
But it was very, very, very important experience for me.
Yeah. So you came over, studied at Kuiper College.
Right.
And then what happened?
And then two things I wanted to do in my life. One was to become a minister. So I went to Western Theological Seminary and graduated in 95. And then another job I really wanted to do was to teach Japanese. When I was in Japan, I was teaching Japanese to missionaries, and I really loved it. So, and I was asking God, so which direction shall I go? And then somehow God opened the door for me to teach here and also doing a ministry for the Japanese-speaking people in the Western Michigan area.
Yeah. So not only is Andy an entire department in a college, but he is also an active pastor in the area.
With good people. There are some Hope College Japanese language students who helped me, and then Yui who spoke earlier. And so we do a team ministry. That's great.
And back to your family. I know you can't go into all of it, but what kind of effects has your walk with Christ had on your family?
When I got baptized, I still remember that it was Easter Sunday morning of 85. And then I left a long letter because I knew that my father was probably going to disown me. But I wrote down how significant Jesus Christ changed my life and then how important for me to be baptized. So I left a note, and also it said, if you still accept me as your son, please turn the outside porch light on. So that was the happiest day and the most painful day because I got baptized. I was so happy. But then on the way to my home, I didn't know. But then the light was on, thankfully. So I was they accepted me back. Mm-hmm. But still, my father didn't talk to me for the next 4 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after 15 years, my sister came to know Christ, and then my mother came to know Christ after 18 years since my conversion. And then now they say that they thank you for not giving up, you know, your belief. And then my father too, even, you know, whenever he has his friends are in trouble, he sent the Bible. This is a good book to read, so read it. So what a change.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, he's like a hidden Christian. Yeah.
Ini, our time is short, but just to end, I just wanted to ask you if you could share one thing or two with Hope students.
Can I say two things?
I'll give you two.
Okay.
What would you like to say to Hope students?
One is keep seeking God, just like you are doing, but don't try to figure God out now, right away, this moment, because God will speak to you all through your life. Two, and then second one is as important as number one, is take Japanese and go to Japan. Sorry, little commotion. I couldn't help it. Sorry.
Andy, thank you.
No, thank you so much. God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, take Japanese, go to Japan, read Little House on the Prairie, and go in peace.
Thank you.